fourth year?
Yes, sir.
It's an old hat now for you, huh?
Kind of, but it's great to see, you know, at an event like this, how much it's grown and, you know, where we're progressing and moving towards the future.
Have you seen a difference from your first year to now as far as just various people in the community kind of getting behind you guys and maybe knowing that Georgia State does have football now?
For sure. I mean, you know, there's people that are, you know, considering themselves fans of Georgia State now. And, you know, obviously a few years ago, you know, we were trying to draw some interest and, you know, get people in the seats. But, you know, now we have some true fans that, you know, they love Georgia State athletics and they really love Georgia State football.
It's got to feel good for you to an event like this and look around and see all the people here, including, you know, other members of the student body. That's got to make you feel good.
It's a lot of fun, you know, to see, you know, the interest, you know, still in our program. And, you know, people, they really want us to be successful, and that's great to see.
So we can kind of look for 11-1 this year and maybe a big win at Knoxville?
You know, I won't make any predictions, but, you know, we want to come out and compete and win every game that we play this year. That's the goal, never changes for us, you know. You know, we got to prepare and play hard, and, you know, hopefully we can win some more ball games this year than we have.
Sent Coach Curry off into retirement on a good note. That'd make you guys feel good, wouldn't it?
That would, yeah. That would be something special. He brought everyone here with a vision of Georgia State, and he sold us that vision, and, you know, a lot of those things are starting to come to fruition.
As a member of our SID family at this point.
You got a job waiting for you when you graduate, don't you?
Maybe.
That's a good guy to know right here.
Yeah, he is. I know Mike for a couple years.
He's going to pop to him.
Absolutely. I stop by the office every once in a while. I'm from all over. I'm originally from Atlanta. I went to high school in Boston.
Oh, wow.
I live in North Carolina. I'm a
military family?
No, just the East Coast kid, I guess you'd say.
Any other sports too? Or?
Baseball.
Actually, he played baseball.
More like a baseball player than a football player.
I played, this is my first year at Georgia State playing baseball, so.
Our first new sports star this past year.
Devontae Bo Jackson.
He had a better batting average.
Okay.
I don't know if I had the power enough.
I'll tell you, he had power enough.
Field, third base, or what?
Right field, left field. Yeah, I was looking at those numbers. He was pretty much great power.
Oh, yeah. He's good power. He strike out.
He stole bases, though, too.
He did.
He wasn't like a... He was a power RBIs guy. He wasn't a slugging guy. He wasn't an on-base percentage.
Which is why I think it was 89, the year he opened the All-Star game with a solo bomb leading off the game, and everybody's like, why do you have Bo Jackson leading off? Well, we're up 1-0, so it must have been the right thing.
Imagine a virtual could have played baseball.
Oh, absolutely. Same thing.
He could have played any sport.
We did. I mean, he was on the bobsled team.
Yeah, I was just about to say, every year I remember it being so hot here. I was like, oh, this year it won't be as bad. I'm starting to
sweat. I was loving it.
Last year.